things that Zach mentioned and Katie mentioned was Corey's ceaseless adventurousness. And for those of us who are maybe less adventurous souls, that was probably really good for us. British time terrified me. I used to work as a sound technician at a church, and there was a midnight service on Christmas Eve. And I was just packing up, and I came back to my sound booth, and Corey was sitting on the stool, spinning around. And he said, "We're going to go for a drive." I said, "It's midnight. It's almost Christmas. What?" And so we got in my car, and we drove out to Daniel's Park, and it was a beautiful night, and the moon was out, and we sat there for a while, freezing our butts off. And then we drove home, and well, we almost got home, and then my tire popped. And so we spent probably about an hour and a half unsuccessfully trying to get the spare back on my car, which never worked, and we ended up calling my mother at 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning to rescue us. So you may not have known that, but you got home. I wanted to thank Corey for getting me out of my house, even when I didn't really